It was fast and furious. But, you know, credit to Aaron. He made some great throws, our receivers, and obviously Drew had a huge catch at the end of the game. So, you know, when stuff's not going your way throughout the game and you still have a chance to go out there and win on the last drive, I mean, that's a great opportunity that we cashed in on. It's a great way to, you know, win a game.
How clutch was that fourth down catch, by the way?
That was huge. It was huge. I mean, that was any fourth down you get on the last drive of the game, you know, you don't convert, the game's over. So, you know, gave us more opportunities to, you know, keep moving the ball and get another set of downs, and, you know, took full advantage of it.
Devontae Adams, was that a spike? Was that a spike call, or were you able to catch it and get it? Because that was another big play.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron called the, you know, the clock play, and, you know, he's known to do that once in a while, like, to fake it and throw outside. So it's a great heads-up play by Devontae to expect the ball and get some positive yards.
How cool and calm was Aaron Rodgers in his last drive? I mean, just talk about that a little bit.
He was good, man. And I mean, obviously, we didn't protect great today. So, you know, sometimes when your quarterback's getting hit like he did today, he can have some happy feet. But great composure there in the pocket the last drive and finding ways to, you know, continue to make a big play. And, I mean, he never really impresses me anymore. You kind of almost expect that out of him. So, but it was a great one.
TJ, the fake spike play, so you don't know that he's faking it. You just think it's a clock play, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, he does it in practice once in a while. I don't know if he's ever done it in a game, but, I mean, once you see the D-line and deep playing, I mean, you kind of realize that he held onto the ball and was trying to throw it. So.
And you just kind of, you guys at linemen just sort of stand up, right? What do you do after?
No, I mean, we block, you know, we block our protection, our inside gaps, and make sure nobody shoots through the middle trying to, you know, disrupt the spike. So, you know, usually once you take a couple of steps and see everybody running around still, you know, realize that Aaron still got the ball, so you've got to kind of click it back in your mind to keep blocking and extend the play a little bit.
What did you see on the fumble recovery?
I don't know. I mean,
your eyes light up.
Sir, I mean, yeah, I mean, I, you know, I turned around. I was trying to help on Brian's guy. I saw the ball pop loose and knew we had to get out of the pile with it, so, you know. It's my job, you know, loose ball to go jump on it. So it obviously was a big play to keep the drive alive.